Here's Rita Smith with a rediscovery of an 18th century castaway.
February is Robinson Crusoe month, named in honor of the anniversary of the rescue on February 1, 1709, of Alexander Selkirk, a Scottish sailor who had been put ashore in September 1704 on an uninhabited island at his own request after a quarrel with his captain. 10 years later, Daniel Defoe published The Life and Strange, Surprising Adventures of Robinson Crusoe, loosely based on Selkirk's adventures on the island. It was not originally written for children, but in 1719 there was hardly anything written for children. They had to make do with what they could find to their taste from literature written for adults. One of the first of such books, which they took over for themselves, was Robinson Crusoe. It isn't hard to see the attraction such a work had, and still has, for children, with their desire for privacy, their love of hideouts, and their wish to organize and control their lives, especially when all this is told with Defoe's careful attention to the most minute details. Children read Robinson Crusoe and continue to read it because it is an exciting story that stirs the imagination. Abridgments began to appear almost as soon as it was printed, and by 1750, the original 300-plus page text could even be found in chapbooks of 16 or 8 pages. The first abridgment intended especially for children was published in 1768 by Francis Newbery. Many other children's versions followed, and in a poll taken in 1888, it was far and away the favorite boys' book. Robinson Crusoe has remained hugely popular with children and inspired a whole genre of literature known as the Robinsonade. Early imitators, such as the Swiss family Robinson, followed Rousseauesque themes of education through the exercise of the natural arts as required by necessity. Victorian versions of the Crusoe story, such as Masterman Ready and Coral Island, stressed adventure, manliness, and self-help. Elements of Robinsonades turned up again and again in the typical children's adventure story from the mid-19th century onward. A more recent example is Odell's Island of the Blue Dolphin. The lure of the struggle for survival of one person in cruel and unforgiving conditions of nature continues to this day. The Crusoe story is one of unparalleled adventure, in concert with an inventiveness needed to establish a semblance of domestic routine. I'm not going to advocate finding an island to tame, but in honor of Robinson Crusoe Month, perhaps a rereading of Robinson Crusoe would be appropriate. And in the spirit of Crusoe, make February a month to be adventurous and self-reliant.